This morning, I want us to turn our attention to the book of Ruth. And I'll be focusing on Naomi, the power of impact. And I want us to look at who Naomi is. Most of us would have already read the book. We know that Naomi means sweet and pleasant. She lived during the time of the judges. She was the wife of Elimelech, the mother of two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, and she's the mother-in-law of Orpah and Ruth. But we recognize that there was a dilemma. There was a dilemma in her country. And she and her family decided that, listen to me, we're going to leave. We're going to leave our country. And we're going to leave Judea. And we're going to go to Moab. So they decided to leave. So Naomi decided to leave. But she spent 10 years down in Moab. And then tragedy struck. Her husband and her sons died. She was left widowed. And you know, in that patriarchal society, without the male in our lives, in their lives then, they were not recognized. They had no authority. They had no power. They had do not have the breadwinner. And when you do not have the breadwinner in your life, it's not like today with our women being liberated and working, and so they don't necessarily need to have males in their lives. However, it was a predicament. And they were marginalized in a patriarchal society. They had no power, no authority. So Naomi decided that, listen to me, I'm going back home to Bethlehem. And she said to her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, go back to your country. Stay in Moab. I will go back. But Orpah decided that, okay, I'll go back. But Ruth said, I'll stay with you. So the woman traveled back to Naomi's homeland. But when they got back, the scripture says, when the people saw them, Ruth chapter 1, verse 19 to 21, when they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was soon buzzing. Is this really our Naomi? And after all, this time? But she says, don't call me Naomi, call me bitter. Guys, get me down there, please. I want us to look at it together. Slide number 6, please. She says, don't call me Naomi, call me bitter. The strong one has dealt me a bitter blow. I left here full of life, and God has brought me back with nothing but the clothes on my back. Why would you call me Naomi? God certainly doesn't. The strong one ruined me. Isn't it sad and pathetic that when we are going through our struggles in life, sometimes we forget ourselves. We forget who we are. Because her name is Naomi, which means pleasant. But now she's saying, don't call me pleasant nor sweet, call me bitter. And it is sad, but yet it's her reality. And I was sharing with a friend the other day that sometimes we trivialize people's pain. Sometimes we're immobilized by the pain we're going through. The fact is, she lost her two children and her husband. Would you be smiling? Would you go to everyone in Bethlehem and said, ha ha, here I'm home again. My husband is dead. My two sons are dead. I'm home. It's painful. It is sad. Thinking you have nothing. Remember, your sons aren't with you. Your husband isn't with you. Your breadwinner is no longer with you. How are you going to function? They said all she came with is the clothes on her back. Picture yourself. And then think of immigrating to another country And then when you come back home, those, for example, somebody may have come to Canada, for example, and you're gone back to Africa or wherever, whatever country you may have migrated from, and you have to go back home in this condition. It's painful. It is sad. So, the condition and the circumstances, they were discouraging. She felt disgraced, and she was already displaced. Because the women in the town, when they saw her, I mean, have you ever felt like crawling under a rock? When those persons, when you return to your country and you should appear prosperous, it would seem that, oh yes, you went down there because yes, there was famine here and you went down there with your family. You went for better, but you came back worse. But what can we say about Ruth? Ever since a child, I usually hear particularly women speaking from this passage. And they would always focus on the bitter woman. But can I tell you something? I was bowled over. I'm going to show you something. Ruth had outstanding virtues. And let us give her credit. She was supportive. She was loyal, she was committed, she was humble, she's selfless, obedient, courageous, and compassionate. She lost her husband. She lost her father-in-law. But yet, I find that instead of mourning and groping, her name means good to look at, pleasant to look at. But I also notice her character. Many times we focus so much on the externals and we forget the person's character. After Naomi was there, wallowing, bitter, sad, feeling displaced and disgraced, Ruth said something to her that blew my mind as I observed the text. Read it with me. Slide number 8. She said, "Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. Where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me, God. Not even death itself is going to come between us." Hallelujah. At first, we saw Naomi, and Naomi is there feeling that I have nothing more to offer. I have nothing more to give. I've lost my husband and I've lost my kids. I have nothing more. As a matter of fact, she said to the two women, her two daughters-in-law, "Go back to your home. You need to get married and have your children. I can't bear children for you to marry." But then, like a ton of bricks, I recognize that she is the main feature character in this story, because guess what? What was it that she possessed that caused this young woman to want to be with her for life? If I said to San, if I have one person in the world to say to me, "Don't force me to leave you. Where you go, I want to go. Where you live, I want to live. Where you die, I want to die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." What an impact. What an impact she had on that young woman's life. Could it be that sometimes when we're going through, it's difficult, I know, because sometimes our attitude can be repulsive because we're immobilized by our pain and we're burdened by bitterness. But the fact remains that deep within her, she had something that she offered for 10 years. She gave it to Ruth for 10 years. So even though she was hurting, even though she was displaced, even though she was demonstrating these kinds of negative behavior, the fact is that she has impacted this life. She had inspired her. She had influenced her. And that girl, even today, even in weddings, they use these words. What impact are you having on life? Who is it that's journeying with you? What is it that you have that you can give to someone else? What is it that somebody sees in you that they can live from? What is it? What about our attitude? What is your attitude saying to the girls and the women around you? Are they being impacted in any way positive? Are they being inspired? What is it about you? When I listened to those words, my life was so touched when I listened to these wonderful words by Ruth to Naomi. She saw her character qualities, which displayed her God, her people, her lifestyle. She saw her virtues that attracted and influenced her. She saw hope and inspiration despite the current state of bitterness. Who are you impacting? Many of us in here, we have different careers and professions. How are you impacting the people that you're touching? I once heard Wayne said, you know, you have this hairdresser in your hair for hours. How are we influencing? The seamstress is in here, the secretary is in here, and the various professions. How are we impacting those lives? What will they say when we're out of their presence? If we should die or if we should leave, what will they say? Will we create a vacuum when we are not present in other people's lives? Will they miss us? Will they beg to be around us? But Ruth knew Naomi. She spent time with her. And we talk about symbiotic relationships all the time. We talk about needing each other. We talk about supporting each other. And it is extremely critical. As we look deeper in the passage, we can see that Ruth was affected by Naomi's God, the God that she served. She was affected by her lifestyle because she said, where you live, I want to live. And where you die, I want to die, and I want to bury there. She was so passionate. She said, so help me, God. So even if you think you are going to go and I will go back to my country, I will not. She was so courageous. She was going to Bethlehem, to a place where she doesn't know, but one person out of that country. She saw so much in her that she said, look, I want to go with you. I will not stay in Moab. No way. I will not stay with my heathen people. And we know about the people of Moab. I will go to you, to your place. Who wants to travel with you? Who wants to journey with you this morning? How many persons do you have? And I'm not talking about Facebook following. I'm not talking about Twitter and social media. I am talking about our lives. We ought to ensure that the gifts, the qualities, the God-given capabilities that He has deposited in us is that which we're supposed to deposit in other people's lives. What are you depositing in the lives? Is it the fruit of the Spirit? Love, meekness, gentleness. What is it that Ruth saw in Naomi that made her say, I want to be with you. I don't want to go back home. Please come along with me. I want to be with you. I want to live with you. I want your people to be my people. Your God must be my God. What of her faith? What of her Christian values? She must have seen them inside of this woman, Naomi. She saw them. And it impacted her life. I pray and trust God that those virtues will be evident in our lives. What you need are values. What you need are God-given capabilities to pour into other people. I once had a pastor who says his protege, all he took from him was the way he dressed. That's a shame. That might be good. That's nice. But courage, the virtues, She was supportive. She was loyal. She was committed. She was humble. She was selling in the name of Jesus. We are celebrating 50 years. 50 years that we have empowered, we have inspired, we have cultivated so much in the lives of the different people across Canada. We have done a lot. The next leg of the journey is for the now generation. We have to impact, continue to inspire, continue to pour into the lives of those that are around us. We're not going to look outside. Within us, we have each other to support. And when our lives can impact each other, the other persons, the Word of God says that we are to let our light shine before men and they will see our good works and come to glorify Him. So I'm sure that Ruth was impacted in a major way by Naomi's life. Therefore, no matter what our economic situation, we can love and we can respect the people God has brought in our lives. Chances are maybe Ruth could have said, you know something? You have nothing to offer me. You're going back to your country empty-handed. I'm going to stay. But she did not. She went with her. And we see further in the passage how God blessed the woman through Boaz, the kinsman redeemer. We saw from rags to riches that their situation changed. We saw our hope is in God. And we too can understand that, listen, when things are down, when it seems as though nothing is happening in our lives, we must trust in the sovereignty of Almighty God. God's resources are infinite. God is supreme and He's in control over our circumstances. And God guides the mind and activity of people to fulfill His purposes. Therefore, let us become carriers of the God-given gifts in us. Let us seek not only to impress. It's one thing to impress. But I always say, it's too much work to seek to impress. Let us seek to impact lives in ways beyond us. It's not about us. It's all about His glory and His honor touching the lives that are around us. So we saw now we're at the end of the story. Beautiful story. Yes, we saw where that same Naomi, she was the one who mentored, instructed, guided Ruth to the kinsman redeemer. She told her exactly what to do, where to go in the field to glean, and Ruth listened to her. She listened to her. She could have figured that, okay, I'm younger, I know everything, I don't need to listen to this older, bitter woman. But guess what? Because Ruth had a relationship with Naomi, she saw more in this woman. She knew she could trust her. She knew that this woman had experience. She knew that she was from her country. And she knew that whatever she, Bethlehem, and whatever she told her, she knew that she could trust her. She knew she could, the power of trust. She knew she could trust this woman, whatever she says. And so Ruth listened carefully, and she did exactly what Naomi told her. And so the kinsman redeemer saw her, and he paid attention. He said, "Who is that person?" He saw something different in her. He said, "Who is that person gleaning?" And the servant told him about Ruth, and we know the story. But the point this morning to each and every one of us, everyone, but specifically our women, young and old. What do you see? What is it that you possess? When I leave your presence, what can I take away from your presence? Outside of all that's going on with you, that's fine. What's going on inside of you? What are you leaving with me? When I leave your presence, what's my impression of you? What's your impression of the persons, the other women in your life? The woman at your workplace? The woman in your home? The woman here in church? When they call your name, when they say Naomi, Is there a Ruth that can say, I know her and I want to be like her. I want to be with her. I want her God, her lifestyle. What are they saying? What kind of chemical do we deposit, toxic stuff? What are we depositing? This church had many, many young people. Where they are across the GTA today, are they spreading you across the GTA? Are they living those lives that you have poured into them, the godliness, the wonderful things? As we look forward to our 50th and as we invite everyone to return and to celebrate with us, are those persons that are making positive impact in the lives across the GTA? Are they saying that today there's that sister who impacted my life by this or by that, by her honesty, by her humility, by her compassion, by her loyalty, and I miss it. I want to go back. May God help us today that as we go, you will see little Vonnies across the world. I always say to them, and they always talk with me about it, when my casket lies there, give me some powerful women that I have poured into, and their lives have made a big difference and are making a big difference. That's what I want. If you would close your eyes with me. And I want you to think about your life. What impact are you having or have you had on the lives that you have touched? Will those persons say, like Ruth to Naomi, I want your God to be my God. I want your people to be my people. I want to live where you live, and I want to die where you die, and I want to bury there, so help me God. Will the people you've touched say that about you? If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Hey. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. So, life happens, and we all have predicaments. I say to my friend, it's not a matter of if life will happen, it's when. It's gonna come. And we all have to face various levels of predicament. But let us not forget that God has a plan, and there is a process. We cannot circumvent the process. But we have to be extremely careful of our attitude when we're going through those processes, because it is toward God's divine purpose at the end. And we do not want to turn them away. We do not want to, we have to try not to allow that person to go back to Moab, that heathen place. We want to bring them to Bethlehem with us. I don't want anyone looking at me now. You can bow your heads. Thank you very much. But I'm praying at this time, every woman, I want to ask you to pray. Pray that God will allow you to utilize the gifts and the talents and the abilities He's deposited in each and every one of us. And if you're in here and you're bitter, you're hurting, I want you to ask God in His own divine purpose and plan to touch your heart and help you to have the right perspective, not to lose yourself. Remove every bitterness. And for the younger ones and the roots that are in here, pray and ask God to grant us that spirit of discernment, to be as perceptive, so that we can offer the right kind of support when it is needed. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for today. Lord, you've been good to us. God, our hearts have been inspired by Naomi. Lord, today we want to thank you for the many, many persons whose lives you have placed in our midst. We thank you, God Almighty, for giving us the grace that we can demonstrate your godlike character and we can be supportive to all those persons, Lord. I pray, Father, for those among us that are hurting, that are displaced, that are facing, oh God, various challenges in our lives. Difficult moments for many. Difficult for so many of us. But as a congregation, God, we've heard your word. And so, God, no matter what we face, we pray for grace, we pray for wisdom, we pray for knowledge, we pray for understanding. And for those persons whom you've sent alongside of us to support us, Lord, may we be receptive. And may we listen to you, Lord God, because many times, Father, we are blinded by our circumstances. But we need you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We honor you now, Lord God. We place our young people, particularly our young women, before you now, God. And we pray that as older women, Father, we would have exhibited the lifestyle, Lord God, that's becoming according to your word. And that we will have many Naomis willing to mentor, willing to pour their lives into Ruth. And we pray that our Ruth will be as perceptive and discerning. And, oh God Almighty, show the kindness that Ruth showed to Naomi. We bless you, Lord, and we praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. We give God thanks this morning. God bless you.